Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
And in a moment, back to your calls on the Trump women not wearing headscarves on the trip to Saudi Arabia. Should they even be there at all, given how terrible the gender rights are in that particular country? We will be coming to you guys in just a moment, who are queuing on the board. But I just want to catch up with Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent in Washington, as we like to do. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Bev. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. He really is the gift that keeps on giving. Just when you think he can't have a worse week, another one comes along. Just sort of sum up to us what Donald Trump has been through this week.
Well, this has been an absolutely stunning week to witness here, and I'm sure a stunning week to hear about, because every single night, it seems, we've been breaking into the air to tell everybody the latest about what's going on. I mean, I am old enough to remember last Monday when the big question that was facing the White House press team was whether Donald Trump had actually operated a recording system inside the White House, because remember, he had claimed in a tweet that the former FBI director James Comey had better hope there are no tapes of our conversation. So as long ago as last Monday, that was the big story in town. Is Donald Trump taping everything inside the White House? A question, by the way, to which we are yet to receive an answer. And then came just an absolute welter of detail, with a whole raft of stories saying that investigators had discovered 18 previously undisclosed contacts with the Russians by the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, suggestions that Vice President Mike Pence had not been kept in the dark to the extent that he claims he was kept in the dark about Michael Flynn's conversations with the Russians and his work for the Turkish government. But the bombshell of the week, of course, was the appointment of the special counsel, Robert Mueller, now heading up what had been an FBI's investigation into ties between Donald Trump's team and the Russians. That, coupled with the disclosure that in conversations with the Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador about 10 days ago in the Oval Office, Donald Trump boasted of having just fired his FBI director, calling him crazy and a nut job. That the same conversation in which Donald Trump also leaked highly classified secret information provided by the Israeli government, with no rights granted to the United States to share that information. Information so sensitive, the US wasn't even allowed to share it with the British government. So Theresa May and her team wasn't told about it, but the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was. All of this adding up to the growing sense that Donald Trump was, in firing the FBI director, trying to obstruct justice. And that really is the big charge, the big target that Robert Mueller, the special counsel, is now investigating as the new head of this investigation. And of course, Donald Trump, as you know, has left town and headed overseas.
What do we know about Robert Mueller? Is he a goodie or a baddie?
Well, he's considered a goodie by everybody here. I say by everybody, by Republicans and Democrats alike.
Is it Team Trump?
Team Trump has a real problem with him, because they know that he is a gruff, indefatigable investigator. 12 years as a U.S. prosecutor, the longest serving FBI director in history, apart from J. Edgar Hoover. He worked for President George W. Bush. He worked for President Barack Obama. So he's got, bipartisan credentials. Mm. And you can't find anyone on Capitol Hill, Republicans or Democrats, with a bad thing to say about him. Now, we know that President Trump has called this the biggest single witch hunt in American political history. And we also know that there was a discussion inside the White House led by President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, possibly now himself a target of the investigation, in which Jared Kushner was saying that the White House should be counterattacking following the appointment of Bob Mueller as special prosecutor. He's very respected, close to James Comey, the ousted FBI director. One Washington veteran correspondent said to me this week, appointing Bob Mueller to do this job is about as close to appointing James Comey to do this job as you can get. And so there's no question that this special counsel and the probe that he's now leading is going to be a big ongoing problem for Donald Trump that is going to stretch on for months and months, if not years.
Okay. What's the feeling over there about this trip to Saudi Arabia? We're just discussing it now. We've got another 20 minutes to do so. What? I mean, he can do no wrong in the eyes of his supporters. Donald Trump, can he?
Correct. I mean, in the eyes of his core supporters, he can do no wrong. That's absolutely true. And I don't think he ever will be able to do any wrong. I was on a TV show here earlier in the week with a loyal Trump supporter on the air who was insisting that everything that's happening to him is the result of a conspiracy between the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Party, and the media. I do think, however, that there are voters out there who backed Donald Trump because they wanted him to deliver jobs. And they, for example, are looking at this Saudi visit through a slightly different prism. You know, Donald Trump has just signed a record-breaking arms deal with the Saudi government, $110 billion with a B, dollar deal that has lubricated what both sides are calling the Joint Strategic Vision Declaration for the USA and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, dedicating themselves to strengthening their strategic partnership for the 21st century. Donald Trump says, look, $110 billion, that's good for America's defense sector. That's good for jobs. That's delivering to the core supporters that sent me to Washington to, quote unquote, make America great again. I think the bigger question, though, is to what extent those core supporters stand by him when he does things like leak classified intelligence to the Russians, and when he behaves consistent with the sense that they've got something to hide over Russia. And we are seeing evidence in the polls that among those core working class, predominantly white, predominantly male supporters in the battleground Rust Belt states, his support is beginning to slip.
Okay. All right, Simon, can I just be quiet for 16, 17 more minutes and you just talk until 7 o'clock, please?
No, I think that would be dreadful.
No, it would be fabulous. You are always brilliant. I'm so glad you are out there doing that for LBC, as I'm sure all our listeners are. The awesome Simon Marks there from Washington.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.